You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The X Games have been putting the X in extreme sports since 1995, but they've never taken the high-flying, high-octane festivities to Sacramento until now. Cal Expo will host the debut of the X Games League next weekend, June 26th through the 28th. Sacramento will be the first stop of three on an international tour where team skaters and BMXers will compete against each other to become the first ever worldwide club champs. Here to tell us more is X Games Chief Marketing Officer Kevin O'Connor. Welcome to Insight.
Vicky, how are we doing? Thank you for having me.
Doing great. Exciting stuff next week for Sacramento. Before we get into the X Games League and all that goes into that, I'd love to just start with you. You have what I think is a pretty cool job by many standards. What drew you to working in the world of extreme sports?
Thank you for saying that. Yeah, you know, I think I've had a deep connection to the X Games and action sports since, you know, I was a young growing up. I attended one of the first events in Aspen in 22. And so when this opportunity came my way, I was just thrilled, just honored to be considered. And then two, for me, was really, as I spoke with Jeremy Bloom, our CEO, who's just amassed an amazing team, it was the opportunity for a league. Right. So I think for me personally, doing new, doing different is just a very important part of me in my life. So that's really what sort of drew me in. So it didn't take a lot of coaxing, put it that way.
Yeah. So it's not only going to be the debut of the X Games here in Sacramento. It is also the inaugural season of the new X Games League. So what is the league?
Yeah. So I think, you know, think about it this way. It's the traditional team competition is really what's going to be new. So X Games, as you know it, the formats will very much be the same. We now have four X Games clubs. So we have clubs in LA, New York, Sao Paulo, and Tokyo. So you have the individual side of things, but now you kind of weave in this real fun, cool team concept. So back in March, we did the first ever action sports draft down here in LA at COSM. So it was awesome. You know, we had so many athletes show up, and we have, so the way that team structure works is you have 10 athletes per team. So there were 40 total drafted athletes across New York, LA, Sao Paulo, and Tokyo. So now those athletes will compete both as an individual, but they will earn points for their team. So it just adds a real fun, cool team competition to the great traditional X Games format that's been around for years.
So Sacramento is the first stop as part of a summer tour of the league, joining the likes of Chiba, Japan, New Orleans, and Louisiana. What made Sacramento an attractive choice for this debut?
Yeah, I think when we look at it, I think we love, X Games loves California. And, you know, we like to think that that California loves us. So as we started to think about Sacramento, it was just a perfect spot for a summer X Games. One, we need a tremendous footprint, and Cal Expo is the perfect place for this. It's the perfect venue for us. We don't just kind of come in and come out. We plan ourselves in the community. So, you know, for us to have a really large footprint, and for us to be able to be in front of the county fair was huge. So we're really on site for just close to 30 days. So having that, a great venue like that, makes a huge difference. But really, I would say it was the leadership of Mike Testa and the Visit Sacramento team. Just the partnership that we've seen with them has just been really tremendous. I've made, you know, four or five trips up. I was up there 2 weeks ago talking with the Department of Tourism with a really great, fun group, and it was awesome. So it's been a great group to work with. And, you know, we're encouraged to hear that our athletes are excited to be back in California. There's a great action sports community within Sacramento, and we think it's going to be tremendous for tourism.
So the teams that win and do well in Sacramento, they're going to have an edge as the season continues, right?
Well, yes, absolutely, right? So if we're starting to use some different terminology, right? And some of that would be we're talking regular season and championship, where I think in the past we would talk about, it would be, X Games Sacramento at the event, right? And now it's the MoonPay X Games League Sacramento, right? And this is stop one. So we'll start in Sacramento. We'll head over to Chiba, Japan, which is just outside of Tokyo. And then we will crown the first ever MoonPay X Games League champion at the Superdome in New Orleans. So, just when you look at another one of those areas when you start to look at that difference of kind of how we approach things. And that championship event down in New Orleans will be on the 24th through the 26th in the Superdome, which is no stranger to championship hosting up that trophy. So we're excited.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to X Games Chief Marketing Officer Kevin O'Connor about the inaugural X Games League, and it's coming to Sacramento next weekend. So when the X Games first got their start in the 90s, the big names at the time were, of course, Tony Hawk, Dave Mira. So who are the big name athletes for this current generation?
Yeah, it's there are many. But I think when you start to look at how we're breaking things down in a team format, just a couple, Gee Curry, skateboarder, he'll be now riding for X Games Club São Paulo. Sky Brown, our team in New York, led by Chloe Cavell, Nyjah Huston, Arissa True is just an absolute force. Tom Shar for Los Angeles, and Kevin Peraza is another one for Tokyo. So just a couple names. Nyjah being from Davis, California, so it's going to be awesome to have Nyjah out at Cal Expo. So we couldn't be more excited. But yeah, just some absolutely tremendous stars, and we're happy to put them on display in Sacramento.
Yeah, it's nice to have some hometown pride show up in
Yes,
Sacramento.
absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of
Yeah.
excitement about that. Yeah, obviously X Games, of course, X Extreme. I mean, it's always been a place where athletes can push the boundaries of what is possible. I remember famously back in 99, Tony Hawk did the first 900 at the X Games in San Francisco. How are athletes today looking to push the sport and do extreme things?
Yeah, it both across our winter and summer platform, it is, well, first, Vicky, have you been out to an X Games?
I have in Los Angeles many years ago.
Awesome. Well, are you going to come out? Will you be my guest, and we'll give you a backstage tour of everything? We
I
come out
would
and join
love
us next
that.
week.
That would be great.
Okay. Yeah, no. So I think that the one way I would think about that is we love, and our athletes love, NBDBs, never been done befores. And it is just incredible. The more you watch, the more you go, you just think of things like, well, there's just no way that someone could do that. And so it keeps happening. A great example last year, one of our skateboard riders, Emmy, pulled a triple 900 in
Wow.
front of Tony Hawk, right? So when you think about what you saw in 99 in San Francisco is a great example of just, one, to see a triple 900, it's incredible. These are such unique, fantastic athletes, and I'm just really honored to be able to, work alongside them and build this league.
Yeah, I mean, not too long ago, alongside the X Games, I mean, back in 2020, skateboarding was added to the Olympics. How much of an impact did that have on its popularity?
Yeah, I think that was huge. When you think about how long we've been doing this, and for the Olympics, for now these athletes to come in and compete in the Olympics under those same disciplines, it's huge. We love it both. Again, the crossover between winter and summer across those disciplines, it makes for very unique. So I really can't say that some of these athletes haven't competed as teammates. They have, the ones that have competed in the Olympics. So the team pride is definitely there, but it'll be really cool to see it on display for the first time in Sacramento. And then as we kind of roll through, stop two out in Chiba, and then the crowning the champion in New Orleans.
So fast forwarding to next weekend's festivities, what events are you most excited for? What are people in for?
Oh my gosh. Well, I personally would have to say I'm most excited about our first event, which will be, Men's BMX Park, 5 p.m. Friday. I mean, that's where, I think all of us in, we're just couldn't be more excited to that first one. Yeah, that very first event on Friday afternoon is probably the one that I'm most excited for, to be honest with you.
How long are people out there for? I mean, is it an entire day event? Do people buy tickets for multiple days? Can they just go for a single event or maybe for a single day?
A lot of different options. And we've seen just tremendous growth on that side. Ticket sales have been great. We've actually eclipsed, what we did last year in Salt Lake City. So it is over the 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll kick off, doors were open Friday at 3 p.m. So you've got all day action. And then, what we love most, and I think what is just a really what makes this so unique and what makes the X Games so unique is you have that all day action, on a competition. And then we'll kick things off on Friday night with Cascade, who's just a legendary, EDM, performer. And then we've got 5-time Grammy Award-winning producer, DJ, and artist Mustard on Saturday. And then as the headliner, we've got music powerhouse, Subtronic coming in on Saturday night. So it is a absolute full day. But yes, if you want to just come for one, or if you want to come for all three, or if you want to just come for the music or the comp, we have a little something for everyone. So it's a really cool mix of everything for the family. It's a
It
great day.
certainly sounds like a party.
You got it.
A fun one. Finally, if this is going to be someone's first time, maybe they're listening to this and they want to give X Games a go. Maybe it's a little overwhelming. They don't know where to begin. I mean, can you give us a little bit of a roadmap how a first timer should experience X Games?
I think just one, pick your day, right? What works best for you. I mean, the competition schedule is really spread out. So it's not like you're sort of missing one particular thing. Just, pick your day, go head over to, xgames.com. Very easy to grab tickets. Cal Expo been such a great partner along with Visit Sacramento for us. If you want to come a little bit later in the afternoon and then roll right into music, I think that's awesome. We also have a really cool experience for fans, what we call X Fest. And we're just, tying into the Sacramento community, so we've got just awesome things for family. We realize that there's a big water community in Sacramento. So we've got there's a lagoon out at Cal Expo. So we're going to bring in these really cool wake jam. We've got some professional, wake skaters and snowboarders. We've got a cool trampoline zone and a jet ski show that's going to, come down. But we're also working with the Sacramento Lowrider Commission and Velocity Car Club. So it's just a great day to come out. There's a lot to do, a lot to see, outside of seeing the best athletes in the world.
Kevin, thank you so much for stopping by. Sounds like a blast next weekend.
Awesome, Vicky. Well, hey, I'll see you out at Cal Expo. Please come out and check it out with us.
Kevin O'Connor is the Chief Marketing Officer for X Games. We've been talking about the inaugural X Games League. It's coming to Cal Expo in Sacramento next weekend, June 26th through the 28th. Still ahead, it's been exactly 1 year since a fire broke out at Evangeline's Costume Mansion in Old Sacramento. After an outpouring of community support and a lot of hard work, they're set to open their doors next weekend. We'll talk to them about the grand reopening. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.